This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Well, had to hit the sneeze switch, excuse me. Well, if you have taken the time to join, then you definitely are ready. If you haven't, well, then you probably need to. And just to impress upon you the need to do so, I'm joined again by the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, that being Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
I've got the sneezes, and for some reason, I like to do a video stream because there's a certain breed of lunatic that likes to watch a radio show. And Google and YouTube both changed their whole setup today.
Well, that was nice. Did they give you any warning?
Well, they said it was going to happen on the 12th of September, which that's still 12 days away. But and that's why I haven't taken any action. But I guess I'll just be taking some action tomorrow, doing the tutorials and everything and trying to figure out how to get it up and running. So, some technical things here and there and, you know. And, of course, the assorted political nuggets that are going on right now, which are fun and everything. Did you see where one of the ministers from Mexico is once again calling for an assault weapon ban here?
Well, you know what? It all goes back to the continuing criminal enterprise that the Obama administration instituted that we like to call Fast and Furious. The gun tracking, gun selling, gun tracking service that the American people and the American government put out without any means to keep track on a gun, whether it be GPS or even know where they went. And so Fast and Furious lives and dies. And I wrote an editorial probably, how many years has it been now? Shortly after this whole thing took place, that you wait and see, they're going to use this for some kind of assault weapons ban and restrictions. And lo and behold, on the border states now, if you purchase more than one semi-automatic sporting rifle, you're on a list, and the list has to be sent into Washington, D.C. And it's interesting. I've been jostling with the ATF and the FBI this past week. We had an interesting self-defense action taken that a Second Call Defense member used in Morgantown, West Virginia on Monday. So it's been a busy week for me. And just the ATF just burns me. And but it's typical ATF faction. You know, this guy can never own a gun for what he did in 1979. Send me all the papers so I can advise my client. Well, it's clear. Well, apparently they can't read that well because the charges that they said he was convicted on the judge's sheet said charges dismissed. And so, and plain as day. And so I had a decision to make. Do I call the ATF and tell him my client's going to keep his gun and you better reread everything? Or do I take it a step further and file the 925A action, suing the federal government? And by doing so, they'll reverse the transaction, allow him to keep his firearm, issue him a UPIN number, pay attorney's fees, and other things. I decided that, you know what, you might as well slap these people around a little bit and let them know that we're still Americans, we're in America, and we have the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms despite the fact that they may not like it.
So that's what you've been doing.
Yes. And then interestingly enough, you know, you think about, and I know you think like I do, how do you train and how do you practice for the use of lethal force? Well, we kind of think about it. We make things up. We look at situations and say, what if? Well, in this case, you have two friends in a store in Morgantown, West Virginia. Not all the facts are out yet, but some of them are clear. And the second call defense member, concealed carry holder, was attacked by a homeless gentleman who was swinging and punching at him, hit the second call defense member in the side of the head, knocked him nearly unconscious until the ground. Not clear what happened, but his .45 got knocked loose and was there. Best friend is there. Homeless guy's there. There's a struggle for the gun. During the struggle, the first shot hits the second co-defense member in the calf. Somehow, and I don't know, I don't have all the facts on the rest of what happened, but the homeless guy ended up being killed. And so, you know, everything's still playing out. It's clear that the second co-defense member didn't have any liability. He acted completely within his legal rights, and then they're just trying to sort out the rest of the mess. But, I mean, that's something that could happen to any one of us. How many times are we the one in the group that are carrying and protecting our friends? And then something like that happens, and it goes to show you how important weapons retention is and how you never know. And I tell people, Bill, and I hear you talking about this all the time, you never know when something's going to happen. We can't predict when it's going to happen, but we just have to be ready because, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's going to happen when we're not even thinking about it.
Well, I mean, statistically speaking, right? And I mean, I know you would agree with this. Statistically speaking, you've got about as much chance of being attacked by a shark on the ground as you do of being involved in armed self-defense.
No, absolutely. I agree with you. And the sad part is his best friend, who probably saved who knows whose life, wasn't a second call defense member. And oh. I'm not sure what's going on with him. It wasn't his gun, but he grabbed the gun and he used the gun. And like I said, I'm not quite sure what else is going on. Probably next week's show, I'll have more facts as they release to us. But right now, our second call defense member is out of the hospital. He's at home doing as well as can be expected, and I'll give an update on everybody. And I got the phone call. He was shot. He was panicked. He was bleeding out. He didn't call 911. He called the wrong people first. I said, call 911. Got his location, and he did that. And then I called him, his emergency contact immediately, which was his father, and told his father what was going on. And his father was a retired LE, and so it was nice to have him to talk to at the same time. So again, it worked like we always thought it would. You never know when it's going to happen, and I just try to tell people, you know, if you're going to protect yourself all the way around.
All the way around. Well, when I say that, I also I don't want to change a spare tire. I carry a first aid kit. I have life insurance. All things I don't want to have happen, but I'm prepared for those as well. Coming up on the first break, second call defense, any combination of my name, B. Frady, Bill F., Lock and Frady, Lock and Bill, whatever it is, gets you the first month free at Second Call Defense. Which means you get 11 months, well, you get 12 months for the cost of 11. And, you know, go with the Defender plan. That's the one I use. That's a $20 a month plan. And that has everything. That has everything you could possibly need. It'll clean your carpet. It'll get you some psychological counseling. It gets you out of jail. You don't understand how big that is. All these other services that say, we take care of the self-defense shooter. Find out how many of them get them out of jail that day. Find out about that. That is huge. It's huge for your mental well-being to be out of jail. Then your defense, your legal defense, can really start. Second call defense, If you're walking around carrying a gun, if you got one in the car, you should be a member. We're going to be right back. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality. A new standard emerges in America today. Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
As long as you've taken that important very first step. Joining me again is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. You know, whenever I listen to that, since you told me what you told me, I guess you're right. It is a decent spot, isn't it?
It is. The music's right. It's captivating. It's demanding, and it makes you think. And I'm impressed by the spot, and even more impressed by the fact that came 100% from you, and that was all your building and technology. So, you know, we didn't have anything to do with that. All of a sudden, you just created that, and I still like it. It's still my favorite.
I noticed that another project that you're affiliated with, they're looking to advertise somewhere or another, which I'm supposing it's because they're trying to take the program national, but Faster is trying to get the word out, aren't they?
Yeah, it's exciting with what's been happening with Faster, and that's faculty, administrator of safety, and emergency response training. And to you and I, that's, you know, we're training teachers to carry guns in our schools. And we had some folks from Colorado, and Laura Carno was the last one that was in with Justin Crossland for some training, and they took it back. And I was in Denver this past weekend, answering questions, doing everything I possibly can. They're just about up and ready, and they're ready to go. They're serious. It's a heart attack about the lives of their children. And if you think about it, Columbine was really the first mega tragedy that started it all. And so it's moving fastly. We can't keep it inside the bounds of Ohio anymore, nor did we ever want to. We have the vehicle now for everybody to use it, Faster Colorado, Faster Kentucky, Faster Pennsylvania, Faster South Carolina someday, we're hoping. But it's out there, and we have the ability to do that now. And as soon as people get the legislation, or the legislation is present, and they can start going. Trainers are going to be out there to get them up, but we'll fly them to Ohio and train the trainers there to take the program there and get it up and running. Our biggest impediment right now is the funding. We've kept it 100% free. We pay for everything, and we don't have enough time in the summer to train at all of our training places. So as we move out to Colorado, Pennsylvania, and Kentucky, using their training facilities helps, but it's moving quickly. And I feel pretty confident in saying is that Faster is going to come to a school district near you soon.
Well, I mean, in a lot of cases, in a lot of states, they probably don't necessarily have state legislation prohibiting the arming of teachers, do they? I mean, that's primarily a federal law, isn't it?
Yeah, the first layer of law is a federal law that basically mandates that there can't be any firearms within 350 feet of a school safety zone, unless the state or the local government or municipality has laws that dictate otherwise, which is like in Ohio, for instance. We have the federal layer law, but we have determined that if a school district passes a resolution to allow firearms within a school safety zone, then that overrides the federal law, and then we have a provision to appoint who we want to appoint to carry firearms. And we're finding that more likely or not, and I believe I did research last year, and there's probably some 23 or 24 states that allow firearms in the school safety zone under certain circumstances. There are some that just say that as long as you agree to be a school safety or a school security officer, and all that takes is the school to say you're it with a contract, and at a minimum in some states, just have a concealed carry permit or whatever other training the school district wants to dictate. So the provisions are out there, and It needs to happen because these are, it's going to happen again. I've been listening to Lieutenant Colonel Grossman for years on live speeches, there are presentations he gives in Ohio, and throughout the course of his presentation, he says it's going to happen again, and it happens every year. And after Sandy Hook, that's what got the, you know, Jim Irvine, myself, Ken Hansen, Joe Eaton, Brad Birchfield, the people that were talking about this were all on the telephone, and John Benner at Tactical Defense Institute, we just said enough. We know it's going to happen again. We're going to stop it here, right now. Let's get going. And that's what Faster sprang into. Faster and FasterSavesLives.org is a great website if you want to see information about it, what we do, and then what you can do to protect your kids.
Why is there no legislation looking at – I mean, Will Barker County, Texas, that school district in Texas has been allowed their teachers to be armed since 2007. And they've had no incidences there, and they're 45 minutes away from the first responder. Arkansas is doing it. Ohio is doing it. Why is there no federal legislation out there removing this stupid gun-free zone, which would probably make it a little easier for some of these school districts to pick up the reins and embrace a program like Faster?
Well, quite simply, it's because the electorate decided to elect an administration and a president who wants the entire country to be a gun-free zone. They want your guns. And people say, oh, they don't want your guns. Well, yes, they do. And now Hillary Clinton says they want your guns. And they want every place to be a gun-free zone. And it's that's just who they are. They don't understand overridingly that there's so many guns in America. I mean, we're still we're smashing records month after month with gun sales, and yet there's no blood running in the streets. Violent crime is going down repeatedly, especially where concealed carry laws have been enacted. The only way to stop a bad guy with a gun, folks, is a good guy with a gun. And how can you argue for anything else? And it works all the time. Show me the examples where the concealed carry holder has shot a bunch of innocent people. Show me the examples where the armed citizen has attacked the police department, has attacked their brethren. It doesn't happen. The good guy with the gun is what saves this country. And our founding fathers knew that it took a good guy with a gun, number one, to protect us from the tyranny of our own government, and for number two, to protect ourselves for the human right of self-defense. And it's ridiculous. And I think that these people are culpable, and they have blood on their hands for every child that dies when they know they can do the best to prohibit it. And actually, there's a piece of legislation in Colorado that related to Claire Davis, who was shot at Arapahoe High School, and it flat out says that schools, if you fail to take all the measures you can possibly take to protect the children, you're liable and you can be sued. And that's what we need everywhere, because I guarantee you things will change in Colorado. Insurance companies will change in Colorado because they're shaking right now. If they got to pay the bill because we didn't do everything you can possibly do, and with Faster out there and with Utah and other states and Texas arming teachers and taking care to protecting our children, that's the next gold standard. And if that moves, that's going to happen.
There you go. Well timed, because we're going to break right now. We'll be right back.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
To talk more about this, we'll be joining me, of course, that is John Maloney, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. You touched on this briefly. A lot of states are, well, I believe Wisconsin has had this for a while, but the ability to sue somebody and make them liable for the security of people if they deem their place to be a gun-free zone. Is that what is necessary to move the chains on this?
Well, it seems more often than not that the only thing that does really get things moving the proper way is if the people with the money, the insurance companies, stand to lose. And then they kind of – I mean, that's why the penal lawsuits in the 70s, late 70s, changed torts in America. And certainly when somebody has to pay the price, then it forces people to do the right thing. And it's sad that the loss of an innocent life isn't enough to make you do the right thing. And to try to argue against having the ability to stop the evil that comes into a school, a cafeteria, a bookstore, anywhere in America, it's beyond all common sense. We know it's the right thing to do. They're losing the ability and the statistics. They had nothing on the anti-gun side of the argument is on their side anymore. The facts and the statistics are all gone. So they're left with one thing, making stuff up, and they lie. And so I wrote an editorial on make sure before you start a discussion, you know who your discussion is with, because there's some people that just need to know the truth and then they'll make the decision. And there's the other people that don't want to know the truth and are just going to lie to make sure they try to win an argument. And it's hard to win an argument with people that make up facts and statistics that don't matter. But unfortunately, Bill, it is. Sometimes it's the loss of money at some level that causes things to change. And, you know, with the Claire Davis law and Northrop versus the city of Toledo, which was a great victory for concealed carry holders that I've talked about in the past, making people liable for what they're doing to us, making people, if they're going to disarm you and I when we come into their business establishment, then damn it, they better pay the piper if they can't protect you and I the way we would ourselves.
One of the questions I have about this, whenever, like, Hillary is already attacking PLCAA, which is meant to keep gun companies from having to fight frivolous lawsuits and basically bankrupt themselves. Have they not noticed these laws that are popping up where we're making people liable if they don't want to have a gun free, if they want it to be a gun free zone, then they have to be liable for the security of their patrons? Are they not coming after these laws and saying, well, now, wait a minute, state's law, 10th Amendment, that kind of, are they not doing that yet? Have they not noticed it?
Well, you know, the laws have been in place, and I thought actually after the movie theater shooting in Colorado that there would be some civil liability or somebody trying to do that. But certainly I think that's the next most logical step. I would like to think that they're suing or that somebody's taking that type of action, because clearly, as a business invitee, if you look at the legal standard for a business invitee, I'm welcoming you and advertising to you, Bill, to come in my establishment. And while you're there, I'm responsible for your safety. If you slip and fall on a piece of chicken from my chicken sandwich that I served that my employee didn't clean up off the floor, I'm liable for your broken hip and your concussion and your knocked out teeth. So why should I be any less liable when I disarm you at the door and you're shot by somebody else in my store and I don't have the ability to protect you, or I fail to protect you, or I breach my duty to you to protect you? So I'm just waiting for that lawsuit to be brought, and I have a feeling that some of these may be settled before anybody has a chance to make it public. And then, of course, you know, we don't know. But certainly that's the most logical way to take things. If you're going to allow somebody or force somebody to disarm and you're a business invitee, he owes you a duty. He failed in that duty, then, of course, you know, you breach that duty. People always wonder why they never hear about the big lawsuits if a jetliner goes down. Well, the highest standard of care that we're owed is from a common carrier, bus driver, a taxi driver, or an airline pilot. They're essentially 100% responsible for your life and your safety. So when a plane goes down, there's no lawsuits. The checkbook comes out, and they start writing money. And that's the way it should be for somebody who's disarmed at the front door of any place, whether it's a school, whether it's a movie theater, or whether it's a cafeteria, and we have to demand that. Sheriff Jones of Butler County, after the Madison High School or elementary school shooting in Butler County about 3 or 4 months ago, the first thing he said on the radio was, parents, you have to demand that your teachers are armed because we can't be there. And I'm telling you, I can't be there. And I'm your sheriff, and they had a sheriff's deputy as a school safety officer in the cafeteria. The kid waited for the school safety officer to leave the cafeteria. 1 minute later, he pulled a gun out of his knapsack and started shooting. And that's not even enough. You need somebody there that nobody knows about, because faster saves lives. Arapahoe High School, gone in 80 seconds, and it was over.
and Claire Davis lost her life. You have to have somebody there to be the tip of the spear, to stop it if it starts, and to prevent it when people are knowing that someone's there, like Bill Frady, to stop it before it happens.
Who's that on hold, Ben? Okay. Yeah, I'm waiting to see how that plays out, because I think that is a splendid idea. I was at an establishment this past weekend, and it had, in South Carolina, the signage has the weight of law behind it, but it also means it has to be in the right place. So when I went through the door, you know, I wasn't in the right place. It wasn't the right sign. And they were counting on my ignorance, I think, to disarm me. But there was nothing there. There was no police. There was no presence that you could discern. And it was a restaurant. I mean, it wasn't like there was a, and they didn't serve alcohol. So I mean, they were out there trying to disarm everybody. I just, you know, I saw right through it and just went on in anyway. Oh, well.
Well, you know, and that happens from time to time. In the state of Ohio, they have to be located in a conspicuous location, which means that I don't have to move my head left or right. I don't have to look for it. It's right there. And I've seen signs that aren't in a conspicuous location. And also in Ohio, they have to prove that I knowingly violated the signage, which means that they have to know my state of mind. And the only way they can know my state of mind in Ohio is if I say, yeah, I saw the sign and I ignored it anyhow. And so nobody has ever been successfully prosecuted for violating a no gun sign. So, but why have them? And you know, it's silly. And again, I think it's going to be the insurance company that has to write a fat check, and it's going to be the business owner that understands that you get some jackwagon attorney who decides that he's going to make the corporate policy that all of our stores have to be gun free. I was working for AutoNation when concealed carry laws first.
Hold that up. Before you start on that. Sorry, we're coming up on the break, last break of the hour, and we'll hang on with that. We're going to bring that up just as soon as we get back. Second call defense. If you have a gun in the house, if you have a gun in the car, if you carry a gun on you, if you're one of the 14.5 million that do, if you live in a state where you don't have to have a permit, one of the 11 states of that nature. You need to be a member of Second Call Defense. It is worth your time. It is worth the expenditure. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you have taken the first step, and before we get back to my guests, I want to thank all of you because this month of August, the listenership on the stats that I am able to measure was just a scintilla. There was nearly a 40% increase. And whatever was happening, I do appreciate that. Thank you so very much for that. Joining me again is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense and also the presenting sponsor, which this is also the first month that I've been calling it the Second Call Defense Studio. And, of course, you know, nearly a 40% increase there, too. So, well, I don't know about on Second Call Defense, but, you know, more audience, more people to buy the stuff. That's Sean Maloney. You were about to tell us a story.
Yeah, I was working for AutoNation 11 years ago when concealed carry became law in the state of Ohio, and somebody up on corporate high decided that anyway throughout the 470-store AutoNation chain, which was almost every state in America, they would now be gun-free zones. AutoNation bought out a lot of stores, a lot of four stores, and I happen to be familiar with one. That the day that concealed carry became law in the state of Ohio, they slapped up no gun signs. Well, you had a Ford store that had been around as long as Henry Ford had been alive. And they put those signs up, and immediately the phones lit up, and everybody that came in said, I've been coming here for 80 years, 30 years, 20 years, and now you're telling me I can't have a gun? And so it's public opinion. It's still you and I that change those things, and it's going to be you and I and all your listeners and all the patriots out there that are going to change us, save this world, and make it right, because they can't argue, they can't justify the needless loss of human lives anymore, because we know how to stop it. And how can you justify, how can you make that phone call to the Davises and say, your daughter's not coming home? How can you do that, wholeheartedly knowing that you didn't do everything that you could possibly do to protect that, you know, to make sure she got home? And it's going to take parents. And it's simple. Demand that you have armed administrators, teachers, or whoever it is on school property. Demand that it happen. You're the taxpayer. You're the one who's pulling these strings and making things happen. You know what? Demand that it happens. And if they show up at the school board meetings, get involved, people. You know what scares the hell out of a school board is when somebody shows up because they're used to conducting business when hardly anybody's there, or if anybody does show up, you know, it's the usual person that has nothing better to do on the second Tuesday of every month. So show up and demand, say, hey, how are you protecting my kids? They'll tell you they can't discuss it because it relates to the safety and security of kids. But make sure that you know that you want part of that safety and security plan that they're submitting. It better include armed personnel. Because the only thing that stops a deranged mad person killing your children systematically every 20 seconds is somebody that's there with the ability to stop it with like power.
Yes.
You think about what happened in, you know, you and I, you got me going, you know what can happen. Think about what happened in Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
I'll let you take it from there.
Well, what I was going to say was that study that came out where they've looked at the killings and they've looked at how many minutes from the first time everything that when they put together the timeline, a spree shooter is going to be shooting three people a minute. So it's shooting somebody every 20 seconds. So the clock becomes a big factor when one of these guys open up. And the sooner somebody can get in there and disrupt the shooter, the more lives are going to be saved. Just like in Arapahoe High. What was the response time for that resource officer who, I mean, he had to sprint to get there?
Yeah, I just saw it, 80 seconds.
80 seconds. So, I mean, actually, that guy was a little below average because he should have shot four people in the amount of time he was there, and he killed one.
I just read how it happened. I just Googled it when we were talking. This guy was actually in the school for a minute 30 or a minute 40 shooting, and then just happened to hit Claire in the face, actually, with a shotgun. But then the police officer just happened to be there. And so that's why you make sure when you arm a teacher, you arm faculty members, that they're always going to just happen to be there because they're going to be ready for it. And then I guarantee you, if this coward would have had the knowledge that somebody in that school is armed, he wouldn't have showed up.
Oh, no.
That's just the way it is.
And I mean, so, what's going to happen in Ohio, right? I mean, are they putting up signage in Ohio in these faster schools?
We have, I'm going to send you Rock Hill School District, and probably if we Google that, you'll see them. I sat in an executive session in Rock Hill School. It's a beautiful rural school district. They almost have a campus for elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and the office in the mountains of Ohio, near the Ohio River. And so they're far out away from everything. When they decided that they were going to arm their school personnel throughout the campus, 10x10 sign went up that said, we're armed. Move on. And you got to appreciate that. Some people decide to leak it. Some people put the signs up. And, you know, what's happened throughout Ohio is the school board line or the school lines have to run somewhere. And all of a sudden, the people on the north side of Center Street, they're in one school district, and the people are on the other side, so they're talking across the fence and saying, you know what? My kids have armed teachers. What do you mean? Well, you know what? If someone comes into the school, the janitors, the principals, they're armed. They're ready to stop, you know, fire with fire. And then the phone rings and says, hey, why isn't my school doing this? And that's happened more often than not.
does it become like a point of contention for? I'm sure there's a lot of schools get dragged kicking. Not necessarily the teachers, because all of you've got just outrageous volunteers coming from the teachers' corps to learn this, right?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely they are. And, and the first requirement for faster training is that your school is in the process of allowing it, or they already allow it, and then you're moving up to the head of the line. But, it's catching on like fire. It's not contained. We knew it was going to go. We have a faster plan. So for faster, whatever the state is, we can expand the website. We share the 3 and 4 years of experience and materials we have. We have frequent answers to frequently asked questions for these bizarre questions that people are going to answer, or the bizarre statements that the anti-gunners want to try to make, on the floor of the House or Senate in the committee meeting. We've been there. We've done that. We've heard all the useless arguments they try to bring, and we know that it's working. The training's working. The accidents aren't happening, and the shootings aren't happening in the school. And when they do happen, now you have a police force, and it's pretty amazing what's happened with the police force throughout the United States, because it's hard to go to a jurisdiction anymore where you're going to be dealing with a police officer that flat out says, you shouldn't have a gun, those are for us. Those people don't, at least in the areas I travel in most of the jurisdictions, in the parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky I have contact with, the sheriffs are telling people and the judges are telling people, arm yourself, protect yourself. It's your responsibility. Your self-defense is your responsibility. You can't leave it to somebody else. And when we put our kids on a school bus, when we drop them off at school, we have the reasonable expectation that our kids are going to be protected. And if they're not, you have to demand people show up at a school board meeting and demand it. Write a letter to the editor and demand it. Call your sheriff and demand it. Call your police chief and demand it. Call your school superintendent and demand it, because they listen. And it'll work.
Before we run out of time, I mean, you can listen to Mr. Maloney when he starts talking about something. The only other guy that I've ever heard that talks that impassioned is Nugent. Nugent doesn't defend anybody if you shoot somebody, and Maloney does. And he has associates all across the country waiting, not eagerly waiting, but waiting with full qualification to defend you in a court of law, which is the one thing you can't do in self-defense.
You think I'm fired up now, people? You wait until I'm standing in front of you in the court of law defending your right to defend yourself.
It's so good, I'm going to move to Pennsylvania or Ohio just so that if it happens to me, I got to go. We're going to thank you very much for joining me this evening, Sean. We will do
thank
it again
soon.
But coming up on hour number 3, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world,
One Life. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of One Life. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.